In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have with me Anthony Correnti. I'm thinking about the 23rd Psalm. We learn the 23rd Psalm in public school, in government schools. I'll never forget it. Every day we would pray it. Now you can't even talk about "the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Listen to this one. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. I belong. And you know what? Growing up, I didn't belong to very many things, but I belong to Jesus. Even as a child, I belong to Jesus. I was just thinking just recently about when I went to Canada with some people, and we stopped at a place where the nuns were adoring the Blessed Sacrament. And I said to one of the sisters, "Pray for me because my faith is so little. As a matter of fact, I doubt all the time." And I thought that sister prayed for me. Maybe she's still praying for me. But you see, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall enter the house of the Lord forever.
Are you a conduit for goodness and mercy? What affects the world doesn't affect Christians. You are set apart. You know, we might not have prayer in school, but God wants you to pray at home, go on the streets and spread the word. You are a conduit of goodness and mercy. God loves you with an unending love. You know, do you know today that God has a perfect plan for your life? I was just reflecting today on the plan that God had for my friend Ryan's life. You know, before we belonged to the Lord and he belonged to the Lord, Ryan's, when you're in the world teaches you to want things of the world. You know, we seek for money, relationships, glory. You know, me and him got caught up in all the worldly pleasures. He went to Wall Street, seek money. There was no happiness. But I got a letter from his mom today. Because God had a perfect plan for his life, like he has a perfect plan for your life. And his mom told me that his name will not be Ryan anymore. His name is now Brother Theophilus, which means lover of God. You know, God wants the most unlikely candidates. He is one. But God has used everything that happened in his life. All the understanding of that there's nothing in this world for him, because he had it all, to take him. And now he's going to spend his life in the monastery praying for you. And when I read this letter, although he's my best friend, the greatest peace came over me. Because I recognized that, wow, God does use everything. Where sin abounds, grace abounds more. That God has used everything in his life to cultivate the perfect plan for him. And he's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for this country. For anyone who believes.
Ryan's heart was to be a monastic person, a person who prays for the church. And you know what? God led him to Petersham, where the monks of adoration adore Jesus every day, every hour. Oh, yes, he had a perfect plan for Ryan. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was wishing that Ryan would be part of us, and he is in another way.
Amen.
He's joined to us through prayer. He's joined to us through the cross. Oh, yes, the cross, the blood of Jesus, shed for you, shed for me. Ryan is where he is happy now. He always wanted to be a monk. And you know what? That's what he's going to be when he takes his final profession. God gave him the desire of his heart. And he is filled with joy. Do you believe that? That God wants to give you the desire of your heart. And he wants to fill you with joy. You. The letter to the Philippians said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to rejoice in you, Lord, that you have a perfect plan for our lives, even for the people who don't believe that. You have a perfect plan for everybody, but they need to surrender. I need to surrender. I need to surrender every day. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you.
You know, on Fridays, I like to, the church teaches us to reflect on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The heart of Jesus is so deep, so abundant. It's just filled. But the deeper truth is God wants to replace our heart with his Sacred Heart. He first wants to give you an impartation of how much he loves you so you can see yourself as Jesus sees you. And that's absolutely perfect. He does not see your sins. He does not see your faults. He does not see your wrongdoings. What he sees is a perfect creation created by him, through him, and for him. But once he gives you that heart for yourself, you will have it for others. God wants you to know that you are born to be a conduit for his love today. Jesus wants you to know the price he paid on the cross is to give you freedom. There's a freedom that Jesus wants to give you today that becomes unequal by anything of the world. A freedom that's so prevalent and so great that will make you want to stay in one monastic building your whole life and just live in complete union with Jesus. That you could spend your whole life praying for intimacy with God and praying for others and be fully, completely satisfied. There's a place with God and in the love of God that nothing else matters. And you know, we all don't. I certainly don't have a call to monastic life, and it's perfect and it's amazing. But God wants you to live out of this place of intimacy with him. And it takes surrender to do so. God wants you to live out of a place of perfect faith and perfect love, but it only comes through experiential knowledge. You know, we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world. We cannot obtain this perfect love through seeking it through worldly measures, seeking it through other humans' love. We can only obtain this perfect love to give to others through seeking the intimacy of God. We are as strong as our prayer life. We have as much knowledge as we know the word of God. We are as compassionate as much as we know the love of God. You know, God loves you right now, and the love of God is coming on to you. Because it's the truth that sets you free. And me and Father Tom can get on here and say the same thing every day for 40 years because the truth never changes. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he wants you to know is the same message. The gospel never changes. Love never changes. The Bible never changes. The truth never changes. So do you know the truth today? That God's choosing you to a deeper place of intimacy. Right now, Lord, I just pray over every listener that every gate is opened for them to experience you. That they know they cannot strive to earn your love. That your love is a free, unmerited gift. And you will open every gate of reception right now in Jesus' name. So that the love of God can be imparted onto them and they can receive all that Jesus died on the cross for them to receive. Through death and oppression came freedom for you and the human race.
The scripture says, for freedom, Christ has set you free. Oh, he wants you to be free apart from anything that binds you. He wants you to be free. Oh, yes, that comes with being a Christian. I am free by the grace of the living God.
Amen.
It's always by the grace of the living God. I am free. I am free to preach today by the grace of the living God. It's been 37 years that I've been preaching the same thing for 37 years. And yet it's new every day. It's new every day. For 37 years I've been on the radio preaching the Word of God, allowing God to use my tongue to preach His Word. Oh, yes. I was called to be a priest by the community that I prayed with. They were the ones that sponsored me in spirit and in truth. You know, I didn't have a priest that I could follow, but I had a community that followed me and told me, you are called to do this all your life. And you know what? Even though they didn't say that with words, they said that with their expression. The Lord loves you. The Lord is in love with you. Go forward today. Don't go back. Don't quit. No, go forward today. Go forward today.
Like Father Tom was called, you are being called right now. You know, you answer the phone when your mom calls you, the girlfriend calls you, your sister calls you. But right now, the King of Kings, the CEO of this world is calling you, Jesus Christ, true God and true man. He's calling you into a deeper place of relationship, a deeper place of surrender, a deeper place of intimacy, a deeper place of love. Are you going to answer the phone? He's calling you to receive his love. You know, that's what he's really been putting on my heart, that you don't need to earn it. You don't need to solve what's going on in your life for yourself. You need to just open wide for the Lord. You know, it says the Father will come in his glory. There's a place in the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Father, where all things will work through Jesus to be answered, where doubt will turn into faith, where pain will turn into love, where being lost will be turned into being found. You know, before you even knew you had a problem, Jesus already had the answers. Before this world was even created, God already had a plan for your salvation. You see how it's so simple as just moving in faith? You know, I'm so blessed because my mind is so weak. And I could never figure out God's plan for my life. I could never move on this world in, by myself. You know, I tried for 29 years. But being truly smart is I finally surrendered. I finally gave it to God. I said, you know what, God? I know that this world was created by you. I know that my life is a free, unmerited gift by you. So thy will be done. You take care of it. And you know, ever since that day, God has glorified himself through me. It's not because I'm special. I'm definitely not. But God wants to glorify himself through you today. You know, have you hit a rock bottom? Congratulations. You know, Jesus is definitely coming for you and calling you into a place where you can be used, a place where your salvation becomes deeper and your glory becomes greater. You know, just like when me and Father Tom pray, like Father Tom tells me, I just pray for people. I don't do the healing or unhealing. That's what God does. So you pray to God and you cast your concerns on him. You don't answer or not answer your prayers. You come in alignment, you come in obedience with God. But what? How can I know what God wants in my life? What do you mean? What can God tell me? I don't hear his voice. There's a still voice within you. There's a compass within all of our hearts that we know right and wrong. You know, when we sin, we become anxious. You know, those who God loves, God disciplines. If you've been disciplined, it means God loves you. If you're in a place of hardship, it means God loves you. And when we see problem, God sees opportunity. He's using all that hardship today. He's bringing up memories in your mind right now. And he's blessing you with revelation of this hardship and how God will use it for his glory. You know, everything of this world passes away. The money in your wallet passes. The years of your life passes. Everything. But our salvation and the glory of God, what you do today rings into eternity. How you love today, God sees forever. So God's just asking you today, will you love me as I love you? Will you love others as I love you? You know, Jesus says, what you've done for the least of me, you've done for me. Just step out in faith. Let God anoint your words where we and God begins. God wants you to know today that he has something special for you. Before he created this world, he created this day. And he created a perfect plan for you this day. You know, we're going to go through hardship. We're going to go through struggle. But that's a gift to build your faith. Anyone can be faithful and happy when God is blessing them with abundant blessings, which he wants to do. But in the seasons where God's trying to draw you closer to him through hardship and struggle, then can you be faithful to God? And you know, those times of refining, those times of fire, I think the country's gone over it over the last year. And even when we see darkness, God sees a light, not at the end of the tunnel, but he sees opportunity and light within that darkness. Because God uses all things for good. For those who believe.
Romans 8:28, all things go for the good to those who love God. All things work together for the good to those who love God. And you know what? Do you love him? Do you love him? You say, I don't even know him. Well, it's time to get to know him. How? Lord, I surrender. I surrender. That's all I want to do is surrender, so I'll know your love. I remember a young man who didn't know Jesus went to the internet and found the Divine Mercy. And it said, if you pray this prayer, you'll be changed. And so he prayed the prayer, and the power of God came upon him. Amen. The power of God came upon him. This is God. This is God. I'm not telling you to pray prayers. I'm telling you to surrender. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. This is real. This is real. How could we have been on radio 37 years if he didn't do everything for us? We never would have survived 3 weeks. But the Lord has survived. He's blessed it. Has nothing to do with me. The only thing I have to do is show up and preach the best way I know how. That's the only thing I can do. It has nothing to do with, well, you're not eloquent. That's right. I'm not eloquent. You're not this and you're not that. That's right. I'm not this and I'm not that. But I am in him. In him I live and move and have my being. You can have the same if you surrender. Lord Jesus, give them the grace to surrender. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
All to Jesus.
All to Jesus.
Precious Savior.
Precious Savior.
I surrender all. I surrender.
Father Tom's been such a great conduit for me to understand surrender. You know, we never talk about, discuss what we're going to talk about. We never play anything out. We just turn on the radio and we surrender it to the Lord. You know, we are very weak on our own, but through him, we can do all things. Right now, the power of God, comes with the truth of God. And God is so happy right now that you, speaking to you, are hearing his truth. That the love of God is coming upon you. You know, that the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the rays coming out of the divine mercy are coming upon you, your life, your pain, everything. That just right now, say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I surrender everything to you.
I surrender everything to you.
Be the Lord and Savior of my life.
Be the Lord and Savior of my life.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Lord just is looking for a repentant heart. Because with a repentant heart, he can work. You know, pride blocks the glory of God from coming in. Just Jesus has such a love for you today. Jesus has such a plan for you today. And Jesus, he wants everything. He wants your pain. He wants your joy. He wants your trauma. He wants your struggle. He wants it all. He's allowed it all. It's all to come into a deeper place with him. He wants intimacy with you. You know, the Lord created us for companionship, for friendship. You know, Jesus wants you to know that he is with you. If you're listening, he's sitting right with you. He's allowing you to feel him. You know, he's allowing you to be drenched in his love right now. Because he wants you to move into this place of relationship with him. You know, he wants a personal relationship. He doesn't want us to just go to church. Now, church is an amazing place. I go to church every day and I spend hours there. But it's a place where we can cultivate a relationship with Jesus. That's what he wants. And Jesus gives us a lot of weapons to do so. Prayer, the word of God. He uses vessels. He wants you to be a vessel, the love of God. But what he wants is your friendship. He wants to be able to share his deep, intimate secrets with you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to know that you have a Father in heaven, that you have a friend and a Savior in Jesus, that you have a helper in the Holy Spirit, that you have a mother in Mary, that you have a whole host of angels, saints, and the angelic army working with you and through you. You know, you don't have great friends on this world, okay? It's okay. You have friends in heaven. You have saints in heaven. I told you yesterday, Kathy, who has ALS, who I prayed for many times, just passed away. And you know, it's okay because, like Father Tom says, we just pray. We don't do the healing or unhealing. But she's now in heaven praying for all of you. She's overlooking your lives. The saints are, you know, you just surrender to the glory of God. It's coming, like what you feel right now is amazing. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask for you to baptize your people in the Holy Spirit. There's people listening right now that God ordained this day to be the day that you were baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit the first time ever or in a new way. Right now, that feeling in your stomach that's coming upon you, that's the Holy Spirit. You've surrendered to the Lord. You made him your Lord and Savior. Today is going to be a day marked in eternity in the eternal realm.
Amen.
Let Jesus in.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.